While the population of school-aged children in Virginia is rising, the number of teachers has fallen, creating what some experts call a crisis. UVA's Dean of Education, Bob Pianta, says many classes are taught by people who lack certification.
There are 1,000 classrooms in the state of Virginia where there is not a certified teacher or an experienced teacher.
So how are schools managing?
They're filling with long-term substitutes. They're combining classrooms. The bottom line is that you've got groups of children that are not being taught by people with expertise to teach.
Virginia's superintendent of public instruction is not surprised. Steve Staples says we're demanding more from today's teachers.
Now we're talking about a fifth year of college. That's a year I'm not making money, and a year I'm putting out more money, going deeper into debt.
And the salaries aren't that good to start with, especially in low-income areas like Petersburg, where Marcus Newsom is superintendent.
Petersburg last year probably had 1 in 6 teachers as a substitute. Back in the spring, leading into this year, 1 in 3.
And in Franklin County, middle school principal Bernice Cobb says parents are none too happy when long-term subs are teaching their kids.
Rightfully so, and I don't blame them.
But her district can't afford financial incentives like a signing bonus.
The divisions around us, many of them do, especially for some of those hard-to-staff positions, math, sciences.
And even with incentives, Manassas Superintendent Catherine McGorick says her schools can't compete with salaries offered nearby.
If we gave them a signing bonus, it would not even equal what Prince William and Fairfax pay. So what we have to do is sell them on small school system, 8,000 kids, where everyone knows your name, and wherever the problem is, we're going to fix it for you because we care about you.
That kind of thinking could be key to drawing and keeping more educators in the classroom. State Superintendent Steve Staples says more than anything, teachers want to be consulted, offered support, and where possible, flexibility.
Would it be better for you, because of your childcare situation, that you have a later start to your day and you work later in the evening? Are there commuting issues we can solve? And then once they're in the building, are the working conditions good? Is it a classroom that's attractive, that's well maintained? Do I have resources?
And he adds teachers are drawn to special training and learning opportunities.
Teaching is oftentimes a lonely profession. Here are your keys, there are your students, close the door and you're on your own. What teachers say is, I'd like time to work professionally with colleagues to better my own skills, but also to bounce ideas off of them and to problem solve. And I think we're seeing teachers saying, boy, I might not make as much here, but I feel so supported and I love it here that I'm going to stay.
During the recession, lawmakers cut state funding to schools, and many districts cut the support teachers say they need, like administrators, nurses, social workers, and psychologists. Last year, Virginia's Board of Education called on lawmakers to provide for those positions, but the General Assembly ignored that request, and state funding remains about 11% below pre-recession levels. Delegate Steve Landis, who chairs the House Education Committee, wasn't making any promises about more money in 2018.
I'm not going to commit to one bill or another. I think it's going to be a series of them, and the solution is just not going to be, you know, one thing.
But he thought lawmakers might be willing to license teachers after 4 years of college rather than 5. Others at the conference proposed paying off college debt for new teachers, raising pay overall, and providing a lot more assistance. I'm Sandy Houseman.